At least a half dozen people wrote to the city recently asking to open dialogue with Wrangell's police department.
I think that remaining silent on these issues is harmful, irresponsible, and only serves to perpetuate them.
That's Angie Flickinger addressing the Wrangell Assembly earlier this month. She penned a June 4th letter following widespread protests over the killing of George Floyd by Minneapolis police. 3 weeks ago, she called on Wrangell's elected officials to start a conversation on policing and speak out against racism. She says she's still waiting for that conversation to happen.
So I think it's really important for our community leaders to step out in front of it and just say, you know, we don't condone racism, we don't condone inequality, and here are the policies we have in place. And if we don't have those policies in place, then we need to be talking about what we can do to get them there.
She says the isolated and quiet town of Wrangell may seem immune to abuses of power and racial bias, but she says it's not.
Those issues of systemic racism exist everywhere, and we don't always see it. We don't always, it's not just like out in front of your face, blatant racism. And I think that's like the most insidious forms.
City officials will hold that meeting on Monday, June 29th. City Manager Lisa Von Bargen says the head of the police department will explain the workings of his department and take questions from there.
So the police chief is going to give a presentation that talks about their policies as they are, opportunities for training, opportunities for community engagement.
Police Chief Thomas Radke says he's open to having this talk with the community, and he says he stands by how his officers behave in the community.
There's not any of my officers that have policed based on what someone's race are. It's based on conduct, based on what an individual's conduct is.
Radke says for his officers and those across the nation, the toughest situations aren't always walking into a dangerous situation. He says in those cases, officers are preparing for the worst. But when a low-level interaction quickly escalates, that's when the most trouble can happen.
For instance, like a traffic stop that escalates into a use of force situation, and that use of force situation turns, you know, really ugly, really violent. That is where a lot of the question marks are, and yet that's where there's a lot of unknowns going into.
Wrangell's police policy manual outlines when it's appropriate to use force. The policy allows non-deadly and deadly force, including chokeholds, a restraint that was ultimately fatal last month in downtown Minneapolis, which killed George Floyd. Radke says all of his officers have been trained to identify racial bias and are trained at de-escalating situations at the police academy. But locally, that's not a routine part of their training regimen. He says it's up to the city council to allocate resources for something like that.
Is a lot of money to send training, and plus being a small department, we have to backfill, you know, the shifts that are left for people to go training.
Next year's city budget slashed travel and training across departments. City officials said they'd like to keep any training necessary for public safety on the books, but it's unclear whether racial bias or de-escalation training fits that bill. The community teleconference meeting with the police chief and assembly is at 6 p.m. Monday, June 29th. In Wrangell, I'm June Loeffler.